British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? This is Eric Nam, and welcome to another episode of K-pop DevOps. Yes, welcome to the show. This is not a K-pop news show in any way because I'm not an anchor and I don't do that. I just talk. So I don't know, it's just called a talk show. But anyways, welcome to the show. Hope you guys have been well. We have a lot to talk about today. So much to talk about. We have a lot to do. So I should just go into it. But before we do that, I just want to go ahead and shout out our socials. We're at Daebak Show, D-A-E-B-A-K Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can also jump onto our Spotify and YouTube curated playlist for all the songs that are mentioned on this week's podcast and previous ones. In addition, we want to go ahead and say that we have a lot of albums to give away. We have signed albums from Yusungu. We have signed albums from Wikimiki. And then we also have my personal signed album, the Runaway album. So we're going to be giving all this stuff out some way, one way or another. So you guys got to stay tuned to figure out how you can win these. We're going to ship them off to our listeners all around the world. So get excited. Let's jump right into it. Here's our first artist.
This is the next artist.
All right, first up this week, we have Wikimiki. They're back with Picky Picky. Wikimiki's back with Picky Picky. This is their comeback single from their second single album, Lock and Load. That's a playoff. Rock and roll, ain't it? So this album is comprised of three songs, Picky Picky, and then 너 하고 싶은 거 다 해, 너 하다, and 좋아하다, 좋아한다, 안 한다. So 너 하고 싶은 거 다 해 means do whatever you want. 너 하다, right? Do you. 좋아한다, 안 한다. That means it's like I like you, I don't like you. I like and 꽃잎점. I don't know what the 꽃잎점 means. 꽃잎 is flower petals. So what I just imagined is like loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves you not. That thing. So this album, I have it in my hand right now. There's so many like stickers and photo cards and stuff going on. Lucy, I got Lucy's photo card in this album. These are all signed by all the members. And there's another, and then we have a Lua. I actually got my personal signed version. It's like a yellow pink version, neon. This one, these are like purple pink. But anyways, these will be in the ownership of our listeners sometime very soon. So hope you guys enjoy it. So Wikimiki is comprised of 8 members: Jisuyeon, Ellie, Choi Yujong, Kim Doyeon, Say, Lua, Rina, and Lucy. They debuted in 2017 under Fantagio, and they are label mates with my good friends, Astro. And members originally started were trainees under Fantagio I-Team, and there was a rookie development program. They were known as the I-Team Girls. Now, obviously, Wikimiki. And the leader, so Seon actually used to be a trainee under my label, so I knew her before she went and debuted over here. But we just, like, she was just insa in passing all the time, but good to see her having debuted. The song itself, if you guys haven't heard it, it's upbeat funk with some bass, and it's about knowing or not knowing what you want, aka being picky. The music video itself, if you guys haven't seen it, it's a lot of it is in a school setting. It's auditorium uniforms on a school bus, and the group kind of plays on the teen crush concept. Let me see if I can pull up the lyrics in this amazing album. Here we go. Like it, don't like it. Love it, don't want it. Wikimiki, I'm so picky. The entire song is like the lyrics. Just like, 시카 눈빛은 I like it. 눈치 보는 거 I don't like it. It just goes back and forth between what you like and what you don't like. And just being all sorts of indecisive. But yeah, we were then on Show Champion together. They did 2 songs. And choreography is cool. I liked it. They were very, very... I don't know. It was interesting on the radio show because I think because they're still very rookie, they were very nervous about being on the show. It was like their first time on that particular show, I think. And so they were very nervous about it. But the DJ, Kim Shin-young, she was saying like, oh, they've gotten so much better at like talking and like speaking out loud on radio because they used to be even more shy. And so it's funny, like this time, this promotional period for me has been interesting to see like all these young rookie kids come up and be doing different things here and there and kind of watch their development in that way. I think about even when I was, she was saying, the DJ was like, because I was a regular on her show about 6 years ago. She was like, do you remember when like you couldn't speak? And I was like, yes. And do you remember that I was forced to be on the show for like a year or a year and a half? And every week was a straight up stress-inducing anxiety attack because it was live and I don't know what I'm saying. Like, I got in trouble all the time because they would ask me questions and I have no idea what they're saying. And I would just say something like, just like pepperoni. And they'd be like, what? God, this kid's an idiot. but I'm glad we've moved on from those times. WikiMiki, their debut EP Limited, B version, sold over 47,000 physical copies and apparently was the highest selling album by a girl group that debuted in 2017. They won the K-pop Singer Award at the 2018 Korean Culture Entertainment Awards. And if you guys are not aware, four of the eight members were on Produce 101, and Toyeon and Yujung made it to IOI. If you guys haven't done so, check it out. It's WikiMiki. I don't know. I feel like for rookie groups, like, there isn't that much to say because they're still developing and they're still creating that sound for themselves. But I think from the looks of it, they're going to keep going for this like kind of punk, bright and funky stuff from WikiMiki. Lock and Lol, Picky Picky. Hope you guys check it out. All right. Okay, guys. So if you guys want to receive a WikiMiki Lock and Low single album, second single album, physical copy, signed. Look at this. It's completely signed by all the members. All right. We have two to give away. One on Instagram and one on YouTube. On YouTube, you go to the music video. You leave a comment on what you love about WikiMiki, about this song, about this music video, whatever. Okay? Leave them a nice comment. Leave a hashtag #TaeBakShow. So, if you do that, you're in the running. We're going to look through the comments. We're going to find you. We'll get in touch with you. We're going to send you a signed physical copy. If you're on Instagram, you can go to our post about WikiMiki, all right? And then leave the same thing. A great comment about WikiMiki, hashtag #TaeBakShow. So, one winner off of Instagram, one winner off YouTube. You can apply to both. Doesn't matter, but we have these to give out to you. All right, there it is. WikiMiki, Lock and Low, song, Picky Picky.
This is the next artist.
All right, guys, next up we have EXID. They're back with a new song, Me and You. And Eddie just kicked something. All right, so EXID debuted in 2013. They were scouted and put together by producer Shin Sadong Horangi, so Shin Sadong Tire and AB Entertainment. Their latest comeback was May 15th with the title track of their new EP, Me and You, co-produced by Shin Sadong Tiger and Beverly Kids. There are five members, Horji, Ellie, Hani, Haerin, and Jeonghwa. And the song itself is about breaking free after a bad relationship. And despite it being about a breakup, the song is fun, it's upbeat, and it's very mumbaton, right? So it's a mix of reggae, electronic house. And that's, I feel like, a general vibe for a lot of their songs. It's very, actually, it's a little different. This is a little different. They always have a great, like, high-pitched drop sound as well. And very hooky melodies. But yeah, they are dressed in modern, sexier versions of a traditional wedding dress. And then ends with them being in a crazy neon rave. Kind of like a girl's night out kind of thing. Do you have those every once in a while, Diane?
A girl's night out?
Yeah.
Never.
All right. They have announced that this is their last comeback before going on hiatus for members to focus on solo activities. I also saw that some of them will not be re-signing with their label. So I'm kind of curious what they're going to be up to. But they will still be participating in Japanese promotions for their next year, including their Japan 2019 EXID Summer Live Tour beginning in August. EXID, you know, they are a great case of really just coming up. Like, I feel like a lot of people wrote them off, like, this group is done. And then a few years ago, Hani had, like, this chikkem. Chikkem means, like, chikjeop camera, I think. So it's, like, a fan shot a video of her dancing to, I think, We Are Up and Down. Fan cam. Sorry, guys, I'm not bilingual in the language of fandoms. That really went viral. It got a lot of people to listen to the song, and it got them a lot of attention from what I remember. This was probably 3-4 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. And since then, it really kind of catapulted their careers. And it was, you know, the number one song on the singles chart 4 months after the release. They won a ton of awards. Soul Music Awards, Golden Disc Awards, Melon Music Awards, and 22 Music Program Awards. That's very, very big. And I don't know. I feel like they have their own sound. It's like the EXID sound. And Shin Sa-dong Hoerengi, if you guys don't know, he wrote a ton of hits. Like, he hasn't been writing as much for other people, I think, recently. But, like, when EXID was put together as a group, I think, I'm sure part of the reason that they did that was because he had been writing so many hit songs. He was probably like, let's just put my own group together that I should produce. But Ellie, I think, is very, very active in the writing scene as well, and she's written on almost every one of their songs. And she reached out last year. I feel bad. Like, she reached out. She's like, I really want to write with you. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And for a year now, I haven't been able to see her. Like, we text and we're like, okay, we got to write. We'll hang out. We'll, like, get to know each other and write. And I just literally have not had time. And we always seem to miss each other. And even right now, like, they just did their comeback probably today or yesterday. And I missed them by a day. So I feel really bad. But Ellie, if you're listening, she probably is not. Sorry, we're going to make it happen. And we'll see. Maybe we can get an audio clip or a shout out from her at some point. And maybe we'll have a signed CD from them to give out to you guys. So I don't know. Check back in future episodes to see if that happens. Congratulations to the ladies of EXID for all their success and their comeback. I'm kind of sad that this is going to be their last comeback for a while. You know, I feel like Seorji just came back after recovering from, like, her health issues, and now they're going on hiatus. But it's, you know, I want to ask them, like, what their plans are, because I was looking at Ellie's Instagram post, and she was writing, like, whoever said it was the end, like leading to more speculation about what's going to happen with the group. Hopefully they stay together and they just keep putting out smashes. But yeah, let's move on to the next group.
This is the next artist.
Yeah. Okay, so Winner is back with comeback single for their new EP, We. It's Okay. So Winner released May 15th, and Winner is made of four members, Seungyun, Minnow, and Jinu. They were formed by YG through the reality survival program Winner Win, Who Is Next, and they debuted in 2014. And of course, you guys probably know that the other group that debuted from that show was Icon. I like this song a lot. I personally really like this song. I really like Winner's songs, like, since, I'd say, really, really. Like, I feel like since then, they really found their own style and their own sound, and they've really developed their own color as musicians and as a group. Since Really Really, like, I still listen to Really Really.
Really, 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 널 좋아해.
Yeah, that they're back. If you guys haven't seen the music video, I personally really like it. It's just, I feel like they've always done, like, this location shooting in Hawaii or LA and whatever. And for the first time in a while, they did a studio shot music video that came off a lot more playful and a lot more, I don't want to say comedic, but lighthearted, and, like, had a lot, like, a sense of humor, which I liked. So Winner, the song is pretty much saying, like, if you break up, you can't go back to being friends, and you're resetting your status to being strangers. And I actually really like the lyrics. So the song was co-composed by Seungyuni and Minho, and Seungyuni helped write the lyrics. I know that can be confusing for some people because it's a lot of S's. Seungyun, Seunghun. Let me pull up the lyrics for you guys. Okay, so 작사, 강승윤, Minho, and Seungyun, so the three of them. 작곡, which means songwriting itself, is 강승윤, 강욱진디기, and Joe Ree, I've seen his name a lot for the YG songs. But, I really like the lyrics here because it's very, very relatable in many ways. So, 우리 딱 약속해, 난 친구는 못해, let's promise, I can't be friends, 깨끗하게, 아예, it's like, let's just be clean about it, right? 가끔 참 약속해, 사랑 빼면 원래 우리 남이야. Like, promise each other, if the moment love leaves, we're just strangers. And I'm not sorry about this. 하나도 안 미안해, 속이 다 후련해. 드디어 내 시간이 많이 생겼네. 근데 뭘 해야 하지 이제? So it's like, I don't feel bad about this at all. I feel very liberated. I feel free. I feel like, whew, you know, and I finally have time to myself. But what am I going to do with that time? So then it says reset. Now I'm going to go back to being a bad boy. And to, instead of going to movies with you, I'm going to go to the PC Bang. PC Bang is like a computer gaming cafe where like a bunch of dudes just play video games. I mean, girls can too, but a lot of like high school kids, a lot of dudes go and they play like League of Legends or Battleground or, you know, whatever the hottest game is, Fortnite. I don't even know. 주말에 날 찾지마. 새로운 만남 어딜 갈까? 휘파람 이 절로 나와. 주말, 주말, okay, welcome to Eric's Korean class. 주말 is weekend. 주말엔 날 찾지마. 날 means me. 찾지마, don't look for me, don't reach out. You will not find me. 새로운 만남 어디를 갈까? 새로운 만남, 만남 is like meeting, getting to know somebody. 새로운, new, 어디 갈까? Where should I go? Where should I go to find somebody new? 휘파람 is whistle. 휘파람이 절로 나와. Like, I can't contain like whistling. So, I mean, you guys get the point. It's a very, very playful, like, funny, kind of lighthearted, but, like, thing about a breakup. And I love it. I love it, love it. I love it, love it so much. It's great. Winner is that group that, like, I stay in touch with them, but I rarely see. Like, I see Jinu every once in a while. Because Jinu and I were on this show called Wizard of Nowhere together, where we would be dropped off in the middle of nowhere, and we'd have to survive. And we were just so stressed all the time. But I gotta say, like, Jinu is the nicest kid. He's so nice. And he's not very talkative either. He's very, like, quiet. And he's very kept to himself. Anyways, that's off topic. Let's go back to talking about this great song. Anyways, yes, they have been on tour. They've been winning all the awards. 2014 Best New Artist Award at MAMA, Melon Music, and Golden Disc Awards. Their debut album charted number one on the Billboard World Album Chart, and the album single Empty was number one on the Countdown Chart. Sorry. They were the first ever male group to surpass 100 million streams with their single Really Really while still in chart status. And that means that the song never went below 100th place on the charts. 100th place on the chart. Every day was number one on all Korean charts, and the number one album on iTunes in 18 different countries. Their latest single, Millions, had top 7 Korean charts and number one in 19 countries. So they've been steadily growing in terms of their success and their sound and their color and their image, and it's been great to really see them come up and develop in that way. But yeah, so yeah. 2019, January, they completed the successful U.S. tour called the Everywhere Tour. But yeah, Jinu and I went to watch a play together about a month ago. So Kim Suro, who is a very famous actor in Korea, it was Suro Young, myself, and Jinu. We were on this TV show together. And Suro Young, he does dramas, he does movies, but he loves theater and he loves musicals. He's a very passionate dude, so he's always putting on musicals, and I had never been to any of his shows because I had never had time. But Jinu and I were like, we should go watch this show. So we went to the last show. They did The Crucible, which is pretty much, it's like The Exorcist. Oh, it's about the Salem witch trials. That's what it's about. Again, as of you guys probably know, I'm good at Korean, but I don't understand like difficult words. And like, they were using like religious old school words. And I was like, what is happening? But then everybody's just screaming, like just shrilly screaming of witches for like an hour, and I was like, oh my god, this is so stressful. Yeah, I watched it with Jinu. At that point, we were talking about both of us releasing albums, and we're like, oh, maybe we'll be able to promote together and we'll see each other on music shows, and then we'd like hang out all the time. But we literally, again, just like EXID, we miss each other by a day. But last year when I promoted Honestly, they were probably like one of my only friends at the music shows, because they were doing Every Day maybe, and I was doing Honestly, so we were able to hang out like every day doing promotions. But again, really great to see them doing well. Make sure you guys check out their album and their new song, Aw Yeah, because I really like Aw Yeah 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 Yeah. All right, so before we move on, let's do this. We promised to give away Runaway signed CDs, right? We also told you that we would be giving away a CD from Yusungu. So Yusungu, let's talk about this album real quick as a bonus. So this album here, this is Yusungu. It's also signed, all right? The title track off this is Noe Na. So it means my you. So you're mine, my you. But it's a breakup song. It's about breaking up, trying to move on. It's like super sad. If you guys like singer-songwriters, if you guys like the kind of the acoustic, dang, bro, you make any more sound, just throwing stuff in the room. If you guys like the acoustic, guitar-driven, almost folk sound, you guys, this song, this album is for you. Every single song off this album, from what I saw, is composed by himself. Yusungu wrote every single one. He had help on the arrangement, but he wrote every single song. It also has a featuring from Binso, who's also a rookie singer-songwriter girl. But yeah, Yusungu was like one of the nicest kids, I feel like, in the industry. Very overlooked, but he was off of Superstar K a few years ago. And this is his second full-length album, LP. And it's great, just easy listening stuff. If you guys, like, I would consider this almost like cafe, coffee house music. Just leave it in the background. You feel very at ease and at peace. So yeah, you guys, this song, or this album, 10 songs off of it. Number 6 is the title track, Noe Na. If you guys want to be in the running to win this album, we only have one copy of this amazing piece of art. All right, so if you guys want to win a copy of Yusungu's second album, right? 10 songs on it, it's signed. They even have a handwritten star on it to show the title song. All right, what you want you to do is go to his music video on YouTube, okay? Leave a comment about what you like about the music video, about the song, about this album itself. And then hashtag Tebakusho, also hashtag code word half moon, because the way the album is designed, it kind of looks like a half moon. So leave him a nice comment, tag Tebakusho, hashtag half moon as well, hashtag Tebakusho. We'll pick a winner and we will be sending this out to you guys somewhere, wherever you are in the world, as a nice little gift, and hope you guys enjoy this amazing album. All right, thank you so much. Okay, now we're going to announce the winners of the Runaway signed CD giveaway. All right, so you guys, we have a lot of people to give away to. Spotify giveaway, we have some people. You guys can still enter into this giveaway. Of course, you guys follow our playlist and our show itself. We have 2 people for now. We'll probably add people later on if you guys are going to continue to take part in it. All right. At Sarah Park and at Omailanta on Instagram. Okay. So get in touch with us through DMs. We'll be getting you guys some signed CDs. Also, the Runaway music video giveaway. Are you guys ready? Oh my God. Here we go. Cherry Cherry on Twitter. You left this nice comment on YouTube. Also, I love this name. Tainted Virus on Twitter in Canada. What a name. Congratulations. And then on YouTube as well, Picordian Artworks in Malaysia. So congratulations to Cherry Cherry Tainted Virus and Picordian Artworks. We'll be sending you a signed copy of Runaway. I'm going to sign it. I'm going to personalize it. Maybe let us know your name so I don't have to write Tainted Virus on it. That might be nice, unless you want it to say Tainted Virus. Maybe it's a nice, meaningful thing to you. I don't know. Okay, so those are our winners. That's a lot of winners, guys. We have a lot of CDs going up. That's a lot of shipping costs. What's happened to us? So stay tuned in future episodes. Now, let's just go ahead and ramble.
Crazy Ramblers, there we go.
Ramble, ramble. Let's do this. Okay, welcome to the show. We have an amazingly, amazingly talented, decently looking guy here. We don't actually know who he is. We don't actually acknowledge his existence very much, but he claims to be the second Nam brother. Please introduce yourself.
What's poppin', Tebakusho? This is your boy, Ed Nam 100. Some know me as Eddie Nam. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I must say,
that was lame, bro.
Yeah, right.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin', Tebakusho?
Are you working out these days?
Clearly.
You're looking very slim. You're looking very slim.
You know, I've been getting a lot of those comments.
You're getting your nice spaghetti arms, noodle arms.
All right. People have been saying that.
Who do we run to? We ran into Kim. And she was like, Eddie, you've gotten so skinny.
All right, let me clarify a few points real quick. There's a difference between being healthy and lean skinny and sick and stressed skinny.
So you're
and I am the
sick and stressed, definitely.
I am intentionally skinny. Shout out to my fiance for cooking healthy meals for me. They're really delicious, and she's the best. And
wait, are you
I love salad now.
Are you what is she blackmailing you with? I don't understand. What's going on? What is that sigh? Why
fear,
are you so stressed?
Fear in his voice.
I just want to eat more meat and, you know, pizza and delicious things. But, you know, wedding season, you know?
Yeah, wedding's like 6 months away. I don't understand.
Definitely not 6 months away.
Well, how?
Are you coming to my wedding? Did
I don't,
you get the
well,
invitation?
Well, we never got invited.
I don't think we're invited.
Brian, did we get an invite?
I don't think so.
We
I never
definitely
saw
definitely did not
invitation.
Get
there
an
is
invitation.
No free lunch. What I mean by that is invitations will be earned, and we are still reviewing applications at the moment.
I mean, Brian and I are cool just like not showing up. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Tabak Show, I have something to say.
What?
Eric and Brian are my co best men, and they have one job, and that is to organize my bachelor party. And the amount of inquiries I'm getting from my friends that will be coming on this bachelor party are astounding.
Oh,
lack
yeah?
of details.
Who?
Lack
who?
Of clarity.
I want to know who and what. I want to know what.
I ain't no snitch.
I want to know.
I ain't no snitch.
I want to know who and what. Because, bro, I already did the hotels. And that's about it.
Yeah. I haven't done anything.
Brian's done absolutely nothing. I've been putting out an album and doing a bunch of shows and like trying to do this thing. But it doesn't matter because, Brian, we never got an invite.
Yeah.
We didn't even get invited to his engagement party. Mom called me. And was like, are you coming to the engagement party? I was like, well, we didn't get invited.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Okay, I have something to say
Eddie
about
was
that.
Staring at the ground.
I have something to say about that.
What?
So Mom called me probably like 30 minutes after we had that conversation. And she was like, hey, are you and like Eric and you know Brian like good right now? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, I spoke with them and said that, you know, they didn't get an invite for the engagement party. Are they not invited? I was like, what are you talking? Of course they're invited. You know, I'm still reviewing their application. And they haven't been nice to me, so they still have to earn it. And she's like, okay.
Brian,
I understand.
Who is this guy? Why is he here?
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just imposter.
Honestly, I haven't had breakfast, so I'm feeling some type of way. I've come with an attitude.
Yeah, clearly. Well, how's Rocky?
Rocky, he's doing great.
If you guys don't know, Rocky is Eddie's beautiful golden retriever dog, and I think we actually
and
like
son.
Rocky more than Eddie.
Honestly, that's
yeah, you
fine.
Can say that.
That's fine. So I'm glad you guys brought me on this segment of ramblings.
Yeah.
Because I listened to your, you know, strawberry debate, sweet potato.
Yeah.
Pumpkin debate and all that. And
wait, no, Eddie. And Brian, shut his mouth. Make him stop.
Wait,
cut
wait,
his
wait,
mic
wait,
off.
Wait.
Cut his mic off now.
How do I turn this off?
Turn this off.
I'm not going to go too deep into detail, but, you know, I got into Seoul a couple of days ago. I
Brian,
landed,
shut it off.
I landed at 4:30. Look, it's
I
very
can't find the switch.
Very PG version, okay?
Okay.
You know, I'm very excited to see my bros. It's been a while. I take a cab. I get in. I walk in.
All right. Your rambling's too long. Let's just cut it off.
All right. let's just say that your boy definitely suffered from some PTSD after what I saw these two have been up to.
No, it wasn't.
I wiped my entire schedule just to clean the bathroom.
Yeah, no, because if you did, then we would not hear the end of it, so it's better that you did not.
Can we just...
Yeah, we're not including this.
All right. Just cut it.
And then the conversation continued for a very long time and it got very deep and emotional and we think Eric cried at one point. Excuse us for this interruption.
So we did a great rambling session with Eddie and Brian, but it ended up being a very, very serious conversation. And so instead of putting it here, just leaving it on this episode, we're going to pull it off into another episode where we just talk about K-pop in America and the trends and like what people are talking about and how people are seeing it. So you guys can check out that episode when it releases. We're going to talk about how deep we can get with K-pop, just super deep. But anyways, Eddie, thanks for joining us on this episode. You're going to join us next week, even if you don't want to, because I said you are going to.
And next time I won't be as jet lagged, so I'm going to be even more energetic. I'll have a good breakfast in me. Like, you guys aren't even ready for what's happening. Next
So next episode,
that was a threat.
Eddie's threatening us, so he's being very hostile. He's just being super hostile right now, guys. He gets
that
very sensitive. So sensitive.
Who is this guy?
Oh, man. So get ready for the next episode. It's going to be great. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If again, you guys please take part in the giveaways. We have a lot of gifts coming your way from your favorite K-pop artists. Spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your grandma, your grandpa, your uncle. I don't even know. Let them know about this podcast, because the more people we have listening, the more stuff we have coming for you guys. A lot of gifts. Check out our playlist and our socials. Of course, it's at Taebak Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And follow our playlist on Spotify and YouTube for all the best music. Also, you guys, I'm going to be on tour in Europe. Tickets are going to be gone. Like, they're selling.
They're flying. They're going like hotcakes right now. I mean,
right.
Well, I don't even want to check the website right now.
Right. Oh, and we have merch. Like, the hottest, flyest merch, guys. It looks really good.
It's looking real good.
I'm going to get awards from Fashion Week. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's, I'm not going to lie. It's some of the dopest merch I've ever seen in my life.
All right, so be sure to check all that stuff out before it's all sold out. You guys can check out the bonus episodes coming in a few days. And then the regular episodes will be back next week with a lot more stuff. Have a great week. Have a great day, morning, night, drive, whatever you are. Good luck studying. I don't know. We'll see you guys soon. Outro us, Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Outro us, Eddie.
I like that.
What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to give us a jingle.
That's what I am.
I'm not doing that.
Do it.
Cut.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Devok with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Two black single moms living in LA, the Valley to be exact.
Duh.
We keep it 100, real, and unfiltered every Wednesday.
This is not your average mom show. No DIYs, mommy hacks,
or complaining about how our kids just hit their 60-month milestone.
This is grown folks talk.
That's right, because mama gotta have a life too.
Nothing is off limits as we discuss mental health, sex, motherhood, dating, culture, and our sometimes bad choices.
With a range of guests from social activists to porn star parents. This is a judgment-free zone for moms, women, and anyone looking for their tribe.
Join us, your hosts,
Erica
and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Acast recommends.